Welcome to MMC Radio, brought to you by Maine Medical Center, Maine's leader in patient care, education, and research, all centered around you. Here is our host, Melanie Cole.
High-dose rate brachytherapy is a type of internal radiation therapy that delivers high doses of radiation from implants placed close to or inside the tumors in the body. Here to explain further is Dr. Roger Prizant. He's a radiation oncologist with Maine Medical Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Prizant. So tell us a little bit about brachytherapy as a form of radiation for prostate cancer.
Well, Melanie, thank you for inviting me. Radiation therapy can be treated from the inside or the outside for prostate cancer. From the outside, it's called external beam radiation, and from the inside, it's called brachytherapy. And there are two types of brachytherapy for prostate: low dose rate, or LDR, brachytherapy, and high dose rate, or HDR, brachytherapy. We used to do LDR brachytherapy, and then in 2005, we switched over to HDR brachytherapy because the HDR has several advantages over the LDR. Those advantages are that the HDR implant is temporary as opposed to permanent with the low-dose rate prostate brachytherapy, which is also called prostate seed implant. The patients are not radioactive when we're finished with them. There's no radiation safety concerns to personnel. There's no seed migration. The HDR implant allows for decreased acute toxicity and better dose homogeneity to the prostate.
Wow, it sounds like it's a much more effective type of treatment. So what would be the side effects if there's no seed migration and you're not, you know, some people worry about that toxicity with a brachytherapy type treatment. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the patient does require a hospitalization for 1 or 2 days. The implant is done under general anesthesia for about 45 minutes. The prostate is, skewered with, on average, 17 needles, hollow needles. So there is going to be some trauma to the gland, and I tell the patients that their prostate's going to be angry with them when they wake up. But they recover from that. They will get some increased urinary frequency, maybe some burning, hesitancy to start or stop a stream of urine. It usually resolves within about 1 to 2 weeks.
So what about, you know, when men hear prostate cancer, Dr. Prizant, and radiation and things, they think right away of impotence and incontinence. Does this affect any of those?
Well, the radiation therapy does not cause incontinence, so that's one thing that they don't have to worry about. In terms of erectile function, that is more difficult to quantitate. What I tell patients is that you know if they have a firm erection going into the procedure, they're very likely to be able to have an erection coming out on the other end. If they're borderline going in, this could be an additional insult. And the other thing about erectile function is that men with prostate cancer are oftentimes older men, and as men age, their erectile function diminishes. So it's kind of hard to tease out how much of this is due to just the natural aging process and how much might be due to treatment effect.
So if the radiation attacks this tumor from the inside out and by, you know, directly targeting that cancer, does the healthy tissue that's around get affected, or is that greatly reduced, and that's the whole point of this?
Well, that's one of the beauties of the prostate implant, is that this is, in terms of radiation, brachytherapy is the most conformal treatment to deliver high dose to target volume. So it allows us to basically paint that dose right around the prostate and spare as much of the bladder and rectum as possible. Much more so than the external beam radiation, even with the newest techniques of intensely modulated radiation therapy treatment.
So now this depends on the type and the stage. Who might not be a candidate, Dr. Prizant, for this type of brachytherapy?
So for prostate cancer is a spectrum of disease. And what we like to do when we see a patient is we like to categorize them into a risk category of low to intermediate to high risk disease. Men who are low risk, and the risk category is dependent upon prognostic factors that include the physical exam findings, the PSA, and the pathology of the tumor. Men who are in a low-risk category have multiple treatment options available for them. They can be treated equally well with surgery or radiation. The radiation can be delivered either from the outside external beam or from the inside with implant. Men who are in intermediate to high-risk disease cannot be treated with an implant alone. They require the combination of an implant plus external beam because as the tumor becomes more aggressive, there's an increasing risk of tumor extension beyond the capsule of the prostate, and an implant would just deliver high dose to the prostate itself, but we might be underdosing potential microscopic cells that might spread beyond the capsule. So for that reason, we would deliver a combination of the implant plus external beam to cover those potential tumor cells that might have migrated beyond the capsule of the prostate.
So even if it is a localized tumor, just to be sure, you would do the external beam to get the general area of the pelvis to make sure it hasn't migrated around so that people understand why you would have to do both forms in that case.
Yes, that would be for the intermediate or high-risk disease. They could not be treated with an implant alone, but an implant plus external beam. Now, the external beam would just cover the prostate and the periprosthetic tissues. So we're talking only about maybe half a centimeter of tissue beyond the capsule of the prostate. Because with the implant alone, the dose falls off very rapidly.
And then what is the recovery like after you've, you know, taken out the catheters and they've left the hospital and had this? Then how soon can they resume normal activity?
Well, I tell these men that I generally do the implant on a Tuesday. They go home on Wednesday. I tell them it's light activity through the weekend. On Monday, back to normal activity. So on Monday, they can return to work. They can carry on all the normal activity. There are no restrictions in terms of diet or driving or anything like that.
So in just the last few minutes, Dr. Prizant, and you've explained this so very well and very clearly for people, give your best advice for patients considering this high-dose rate brachytherapy and what you really want them to know and why might they come to Maine Medical Center for their treatment.
Well, we are the only facility that does this particular type of treatment in northern New England. And we've had the HDR brachytherapy program up and running since 2005. And because it's very specialized, I'm the only one that's been doing it. So I've been able to have all the experience. So we've been able to have all the experience in one person's hands. And to date, we've treated 173 patients. 34 of those have been with monotherapy alone, and the remainder with the combination of HDR plus external beam. Our results are comparable to national standards. I've been very pleased with the results and the lack of significant toxicity. And I think it's just a great program.
And it's certainly another option for patients who want to forego surgery. It's great information. You're listening to MMC Radio. And for more information, you can go to MaineMedicalCenter.org. That's MaineMedicalCenter.org. MMC.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.